On? Hello, everyone. It's Wednesday, December 20th. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. First, let's all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for frontline workers, first responders, and members of the military. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. Take roll call.
Mr. Adakowski?
Here.
Ms. Kohler?
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Here.
Mr. McKee?
Here.
First order of business is the Republican Committee nominees for the unexpired term. As you know, Mike Schmidt resigned at the December 6th meeting. And the process is that three candidates are presented to the Republican Committee because it's a Republican Committee. And here, Nicole Gallo, Sam Grammer, and Jay Wojcik are the three candidates. Do I have any discussion or a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to nominate for the Republican Committee nominee list for the unexpired term, Jay Wojcik.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And just so that I can tell you, every candidate was a good candidate. So, but Jay's experienced, I think it'll be good. So, with that, please rise.
Do the resolution after the swearing in, Beth? You have the resolution.
Yeah, is the resolution first?
Yeah.
Let's do the resolution first. Okay.
So, already did vote, so. Okay, resolution confirming appointment of committee member, resolution number 155-2023. Resolution confirming the appointment of, now we know, Jay Wojcik to the Township of Lebanon Committee for an unexpired term ending December 31st, 2024. Can I get a motion to approve resolution 155-2023?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we will do the oath.
And we can congratulate.
Yeah, then we'll congratulate after we do the oath.
That was a trick.
Yeah.
It's like a greased machine here,
man. Oh, my God. It's so great. So, right hand in the air, left hand on the Bible. I, Jay Wojcik.
I, Jay Wojcik.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform all the duties of the Township Committee member.
And justly perform all the duties of the Township Committee member.
Unexpired term ending 12/31/2024.
Unexpired term ending 12/20/2024.
12/31/2024.
12/31/2024.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Welcome to the madhouse.
We don't have that much.
Ken, do you want to tell him about the voting?
Sure. You should abstain basically from all votes tonight. Okay, and then. So, obviously, you didn't have the packet or the ability to review everything. All right?
Okay.
Come have a seat.
And I should announce, Mark Roselli can't be here. He has a graduation tonight, so Ken Logier is his backup, one of his backups. So.
Your backup.
I'm backup.
Take your seat. Next up, we're going to have, we have the minutes from regular session of September 20th, regular session of December 6th, executive session meeting minutes of December 6th, and the special meeting executive session minutes of December 14th. Is there a motion to have a consensus vote if there aren't any amendments?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, you can abstain.
Abstain.
Yeah, okay. Next up, public comment, open to agenda for agenda items only.
I'll make a motion to open up public comments for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you abstain. Second.
Yes.
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 It's a new lineup.
I know. It's hard to get used to this. I know.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. I'm not staying. I just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and that we have a Happy New Year and congratulations on your position. Okay. And Tom says everything he knows that I know he knows about the. Anita's here too.
Oh, in the back. Oh, I see.
Yeah. And Bob's here too. And Steve.
Yeah. Everybody's here.
Hey, Bob.
Okay, can I get a motion to, if there's no other public comment, can I get a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now, this is an interesting one. This was an ordinance, the stormwater ordinance, for a public hearing and adoption. We already introduced it a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago. However, it came back from the county with some issues, some technical issues, not legal issues. So, and you cannot introduce and then adopt an ordinance in two different years. So we're at the end of the year. So this is going to be a, I'm going to open the public hearing. There isn't going to be any public comment. We're going to say it needs significant changes, and I'm going to ask for a motion. So can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So with that, I'm immediately going to, we need to go, it's a motion to table indefinitely, which I was looking up Robert's rules, and that basically kills it, because we can't use the same number on the ordinance.
Correct.
That's going on here. So in the new year, we'll have it. As it turns out, the county said, even though this had to be adopted by 12/31, because we have an ordinance already on our books, we're covered until July. So it gives us some time, which is good. It's not a bad situation. So with that, can I get a motion to table ordinance number 9/2023 indefinitely?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Next up. Next up, we have our resolutions, and the first one is going to be resolution number 149-2023, which is the resolution authorizing transfers between certain budget appropriations in the 2023 budget pursuant to New Jersey statutes annotated 40:A458, and I'm going to turn it over to our CFO, Greg Delapia, to explain.
It's normally a cleanup resolution that we do at the end of each year to move money around to cover some shortfalls that we've had. The biggest item on the resolution is for $68,000, which was from the salary adjustment account to cover the salary increases to the police department. In total, the whole resolution is $161,000. That's pretty much it. We're still in fairly good shape for the year. And I don't expect to have to do another transfer resolution until maybe, you know, before the end of March. And then we'll look to just clean up any extra bills that come in 2024 for 2023.
All right. I'm going to make a note of that. Another end of March. With that, can I get a motion to approve resolution number 149-2023?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Epstein.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next up is resolution number 150-2023, authorizing the redemption of a tax sale certificate number 22-3 for 651 Wood Glen Road, Block 36, Lot 14. Whereas the tax collector did sell a tax certificate number 2022-3 on December 15th, 2022 to Christiana TCF CE1 First Trust. And whereas the amount of $13,899.21 has been collected from Kathleen Broadhurst for 651 Wood Glen Road, Block 36, Lot 14. Thanks, Greg. For the redemption of tax sale certificate 2222-3. Township Committee of Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey authorizes the treasurer to prepare. The mayor, the treasurer, the clerk are authorized to sign a check in the amount of $13,899.21 payable to Christiana TC/FCE1 First Trust, P.O. Box 5021, Philadelphia, PA 19111-5021. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 150-2023?
The motion to approve resolution number 150-2023 for a redemption of tax sale certificate 22-3 for 651 Wood Glen Road.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Epstein.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next up, we have resolution 151-2023, authorizing and approving a shared services agreement between the Township of Lebanon and the Borough of Washington County of Warren for regional animal control services. And this is nothing new. This is what we had last year, whereas the Township of Lebanon has agreed to compensate the Borough of Washington, who is the control organization for several towns and does all the administrative work. For 2024, it's a five-year plan, but we can get out within, I think it was 30 days I saw in the contract, so it was a no-brainer to lock in the prices. 2024 would be $10,824, 2025, $11,268, 2026, $11,724, 2027, $12,204, 2028, $12,239. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 151-2023?
We were with Washington last year prior, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a reason for the... To me, there's an increase over last year to this year at about 18%. I mean, it's $2,000, mm-hmm. but that's a large mm-hmm. increase. Is there a reason behind that?
Mm-hmm.
That... I mean, is the services going to change? Is the services going to be better? Because we had some issues during the course of the year with this shared service. So I'm just trying to justify the 18% increase yeah. from last year.
Well, we can table it.
Could you?
Yeah, we could table this. Yeah, we could table that. And
could that have anything to do with that $200?
I don't know. It's a separate contract.
I wasn't sure.
It's not
I didn't have enough information.
Right.
All right.
It's not. No, that's okay. It's not the common sense contract either that's causing this, because we don't have
right.
a common sense contract yet. So
maybe we could do a little work and put it on. Is it
yeah.
time sensitive?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it, because Teresa's working
right.
it with Carol.
If you don't mind,
so.
I would prefer if we tabled that.
Yeah. So just...
Okay.
Yeah, so who is it Teresa that's going back and forth with
yeah.
them? Okay, so just well, get with her and...
You need a motion for it?
So we'll make a motion to table to resolution number 151-2023.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next up is resolution number 152-2023, authorizing a service, it should be contract, agreement with Homestead Lawn and Landscaping for snow and ice removal for Winding Brook Lane and Pine Ridge Road on a non-fair and open basis pursuant to the pay-to-play law. And this is, whereas the township desires to award the quote to Homestead Lawn and Landscaping in the amount anticipated to exceed, not to, an amount anticipated should be not to exceed, right? Not
to exceed, it says.
Is it to expect it to exceed or not to exceed?
It's supposed to be expected to exceed.
Really?
We don't know, so we have to pay to play in case it ends up over 7.5. But there's no knowing for sure because it's on a per storm basis payment. So Mark advised going pay to play in case it goes over 7.5. So that's how we did it. Because that gives you your threshold for pay to play. So it should be, say, in excess of $17,500. So we don't know for sure if it'll go over $17,500.
So there's no cap on this?
Oh, $44,000.
Okay, so.
Because if you go above that for the QPA.
I also can add that we do budget more than the $17,500 for this particular.
Okay. So if for some reason we had storm after storm after storm and it ended up being $46,000.
There's an emergency under the statute. You can modify it for emergencies.
Okay.
So we'll vote on this tonight, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark's concern was that if it led me for that, that we weren't covered under state play.
Right.
So that's
right.
Why we just went with
state play. Okay.
Learn something there?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I'm more worried about if we're over. Where's the money coming from?
Yeah.
So, can I get a motion to approve resolution number 152, 2023?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next up is resolution number 153, 2023. If you remember, whoever was here last meeting, we did have this surplus sale, surplus property through public sealed bid auction, but Mark wanted a resolution for it, so it's back on the agenda. So I don't know if you want to talk about it at all, Brian. It's just equipment. It's a 2017 Ford Expedition, 2005 Ford Crown Victoria, Case C70 with boom mower and a Toro Z Master diesel mower. All of them used, obviously, in various states of
disrepair.
Yes, disrepair. I didn't want to use the word, but so can I get them? Any committee discussion on it?
Yeah, I think we should let it know that they can view these at the Newport Road Glen Gardner DPW building from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that the Department of Public Works on Tuesday, January 6, 2024, at 10 a.m. will open the sealed bids will be received by that date. 10% deposit on is required with the sealed bid. That's it. I'll make that. Did we make a motion?
Well, you can make.
I'll make that motion to approve resolution number 153-2023. Authorizing the sale of surplus property through public sealed bid auction.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Epstein?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next up is a last minute resolution number one. Oh, this is the wrong one. It's out of order. I think I got it out of order here. Oh, here it is.
156.
Yeah, 156. This is the last minute edition. Resolution number 156, 2023, authorizing supplemental donation to Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department. Tom, if you would like to.
Earlier in the year, we bifurcated the payments this year. The Lebanon Township, the annual donation from the township to the fire department was $125,000, and we put it into two payments. The first payment installment was paid in June for $105,000, and we held this back and worked with the fire department to see if they needed it. We could make it without it, but they do need it. So this is the supplemental payment that will bring the total of the donation this year to $125,000, and this portion of it is $20,000. I'll make a motion, if there's no other discussion, to approve the authorization supplemental donation to the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department, resolution number 156, 2023.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, next up, I wanted to give everybody a status update. We finally have one approved SLEO agreement, and it's for the Wood Glen Valley View School. On December 12th, I was at the meeting, and it passed with flying colors. We reduced the overhead slightly, so the total not to exceed amount on for Wood Glen School for each SLEO is $76,163 per SLEO. There's two SLEOs. So on January 23rd, they're going to vote at Voorhees, North 100 and Voorhees on the contract there, and theirs is a little bit higher, $500 higher. New business. We have Lisco Environmental and Consulting Services for 528, 530 West Hill Road, biennial proposal, authorization for the mayor's signature.
So this is a continuing,
yeah,
every other year remediation of on Station 3 of a fuel leak that we have to respond to on alternate years, and this happens to be the year. And I think the amount that they're looking for is $2,100.
So,
got a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve Lesco Environmental's proposal for biennial remediation certificate for $2,100.
Yes, yeah, so we didn't need a resolution on that one. Okay. Oh, because it's under $6,000 or $6,000.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Although I have to say, I am stunned at the amount of legalese.
I know.
For a $2,100 bit of work.
I know. The lawyers.
Well, yeah. Environmental. Nuts on this.
Next up is Historians Preservation Grant. I don't know if, Tom, you want to.
I do. I asked Carolyn to put this on the agenda so that I could get the consensus from the committee to have our clerk help the historians retrieve this grant. They applied for a grant, quite a while ago, and they went back and forth with different questions that needed to be answered. And finally, they got the grant, and it was approved, but it was approved for 50% of what the grant they asked for. They had asked for a grant of $13,000, and they received notification that they would be granted $6,500 of that request, and this was to do work to the museum on, let's call, the fascias and soffits exterior of the building. Some have holes in denial, and they had got a local contractor to basically give an estimate on that, which they based their grant on. And so I'm looking for Carolyn to help the historians find out how we would retrieve that $6,500. The information that you have in your packet is all the information we have. So if the committee agrees, then Carolyn can spend some time with Lori, myself, or whoever, to go and try to grab that money. The other part of this is, to me, the balance of the $13,000, where do we get that? And should we look to budget it in the prior year as building and grounds? That can be a discussion for later. Going back to the historians, I think that the historians should look, as we retrieve the $6,500, to do what they think is needed the most out of the $6,500 to get something going as soon as possible. So that's what I'm really looking for, is some help for the historians to get this grant. There's some names that we can reach out to that gave us and the information. So I hope that the committee sees fit to allow this to happen. It was a very, there was $566,000 worth of applying for grants, and the pot was only $244,000. So really, 50% is basically, they should feel fairly lucky on that. And we thank the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission for, giving us $6,500. So I think that the historians should take the money and do what they think is most important on the a little backup, too, while I'm on this subject. I hope you don't mind. I might get a little long-winded. The historians have engaged, with the help of the Township Committee, a local architect to review the exterior of the museum to see what is needed in the future. And the historians hope to continue a grant program to achieve these maintenance of the museum to keep it intact. And if you know me, if we own the building, which we do, we need to take care of it. So that's one of the things that we need to do. Lastly, a couple of things, too. The historians also, as you know, have opened the building 2 days a month. They would like a consensus or an agreement from the Township Committee to open it 4 days a month. That decision doesn't have to be made tonight. We can talk about it another time, but they're asking to open it for 4 days a week. I would encourage them to do that, but it's up to the committee to make that decision. And lastly, I would like the chair to have the ability to have a key. I know we had a lengthy discussion on keys, but I think it would be advantageous to the historians and to the museum if there was 2 sets of keys that were handed out, the responsibility of the 2 people that we gave them to. That also is a decision that the committee needs to make. I can't make that on my own. So, number one, can the clerk work with them going forward on the grant? Is that something that you would consider?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. The other one is the 4 days. Do you want to talk about that now, or do you want to wait till after?
I'd be open to that. Would we need a resolution to do that?
Well, I think, too, you and I were talking about it. You mentioned the cleaning. Who's going to do the cleaning? That's the other thing, too.
I would hope that if the historians use the museum, and they would help us so we're not hiring a company to go there.
Yeah, because I'm concerned if the cleaning people come during the day, they're going to interfere with what whatever the historians are working with vacuum cleaner sounds.
So these are the things that are on the table. It all started with the preservation grant. They need some help. They'd like to open it up for an additional 2 days each month going forward. There seems to be a pretty good response. They had the 9th, Saturday, from 12 to 3, about 30 folks showed up for a holiday theme kind of, you know, open house. So they are trying, and you know, at this point we haven't made a decision which way we're going with the museum, mm-hmm. but at least it's active, it's mm-hmm. not shuttered. So 2 things I would also consider is the additional days and the additional key. So I'll leave that with the committee for now.
I'm okay with the additional days. And how many keys do we have? Because they're non-duplicatable.
Five.
One is out. So you have one. Warren has one. Nina has one.
Yes, Nina has one.
Yeah.
Warren has one, and then I have 3 of them.
Okay. I thought I had this. So it was you, it's Warren. Well, yeah. You have 3. Right. So just, you know.
Five
total. Do we need a resolution for this, or...?
To accept the funds, right, they're asking if whether or not, the question is whether or not they're going to accept the $6,500.
The question is, we've heard kind of through a backdoor channel that we've been approved.
Oh,
they're supposed to contact the mayor or the chairperson of the historians, and they have not gotten any confirmation. Now, maybe we're jumping the gun a little early, but I would like to move on this and inquire with the Hunterdon County Cultural Commission, and it's also housed at the open space of Hunterdon County.
Well, if there's no money to be accepted at this juncture, there's no reason to do a resolution. You could do a motion to do what you want to do, right, to approve the cooperation between the parties and the change of hours, and so if we don't need a resolution for that. But when the money does become available, you would then need to do a resolution accepting the funding.
Okay.
So at this juncture, if there's no money on the table...
But there is a motion to, the consensus seems to be right now, a motion to have cooperation between the historians and our township clerk to look into the grant funding to retrieve it and to increase the days from 2 days a month to 4 days a month. The final question is the key and how you feel about issuing. I know there was a discussion where it was a hard one key.
Right.
I think this would help the historians if they had two keys.
I think we could do that.
Yeah. And as far as Carolyn's role in the grant, what do you see her role being? I know she's the coordinator for all of the volunteer groups.
I think that there needs to be a meeting, whether it's Lori, Nina, myself, and Carolyn, to review the paperwork we have, because you have as much information as we have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if we got together and organized ourselves to see what direction we should be going, that would be the start. But that's going to take, you know, a start here and finding the time for Carolyn to do it.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, too, that she, because she can only do so much because she has a full-time job here doing other things. So
okay.
She can't be
a grant writer
or grant.
Perhaps my communications with the historian chair, I could get them working on this at their end a little bit
that's
more.
That's what I would
making
do.
The contacts that they
right.
need to make, and then communicating back and forth with our clerk.
Right, and she can keep us informed of the progress. That's what I think is better, or else I could see her getting sucked into something that's going to take up all of her time.
Okay, it's clear to me.
Okay.
Has the application been submitted?
Yes.
The grant application that
yes,
was submitted.
It has.
Was that done by resolution, giving the whoever it was the authority to do that?
I don't know if that was done that particular way.
Okay.
We should check that. Then.
Mark was here, though, right? When that
yeah. So yeah, it was,
Mark was here.
Yeah,
I don't believe it was a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you only need it when the monies are...
Right.
When the offer's made from the state or whoever has the funds, open
the
space,
county.
The
right.
county,
mm-hmm.
then you would do the resolution to accept the funds.
Okay. So the motion now is threefold. The cooperation with the lead being the historians in gathering as much information as possible to help, and Carolyn being some structure to help them, as well as the additional days to be open and the second key given mm-hmm. to the historians. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you.
Next up is presentation of the vouchers.
We
have the police request. Okay, yeah. Another last minute. do you want to handle that one? I have it.
Well, it's the police department request to purchase a handheld radar gun at the cost of $2,595. That's one of those handheld radar guns that you have to point.
Right, there it is. Sure shot.
Brian, these are the guns that they stand outside the...
Well, you can, out the window, or you can do it, you know, not straight on. You can.
And they don't have to be in a police car to have it.
Yeah, rechargeable batteries with AC chargers.
I think it also gives them the ability to sit in a driveway, and as the car goes by, to be able to capture the speed. Is one of the things that, in talking to the officers, there seems to be, in my opinion, excessive speed throughout the township. I see our police sitting off the side of roads more frequently now in the township. So there are concerns, and I think this will let folks know that there is a speed limit here. There are double lines, and we just keep our roads safe. So do we need a motion to approve this, or we signed it?
A motion to approve.
I'll
make a motion to approve the police department request to purchase the handheld radar gun.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next up is presentation of the vouchers.
None that apply.
None that apply.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That saves a lot of money.
Yeah. Tom. There you go.
Warren Asphalt, in the amount of $2,085.42. Patriotic Office Cleaning Company, $2,015 even. Lifesavers, Inc., that's six new AED packs with the 5-year battery packs. That's $5,370 even.
Griffith Allied Truckied, gasoline, police, $3,372.54. Griffith Allied Truckied for diesel fuel, DPW, $2,142.74. Cooper Oil Company, $1,399.62. That's for work on our furnace. And that's all I qualified.
I have one here for MIF Medical, which is the pulse oximeter for the fire department. It's for resolution number 115-2023 in the amount of $9,738.15. The other one here is New Jersey Health Benefits, active and retired benefits for medical. This is December 23rd, 2023, $52,998.61. This is the tax sale certificate that we talked about earlier. Christina TCF, SCE1 First Trust, $13,899.21. This is for Hope Electric, work done on Station 2, $5,449.20. This is Lebanon Township's Fire Department, their annual supplemental appropriation of $20,000. And the last one is Sterling DeSanto and Associates. This was a commercial assessment analyst analysis, $1,679.39.
Yeah, I've got one for Universal Technical Resource Services, which is also Finelli Consulting Engineering, for the NAR Cannabis Cultivation Zoning Board of Adjustment Escrow Professional Engineering Services for period ending November 24th, 2023, for $3,105. I have one for Stickel, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill, another Board of Adjustment escrow for professional services rendered to Lebanon Township for the Board of Adjustment for five. Let's see what this one is. There's a couple of different numbers on here. $5,800. And then I have one for the same company, Stickel, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill, for the escrow for the NAR Group Board of Adjustment, 795 hours, 1,000. This is different. There's like two here. $1,590. This one, Carol, it looks like the $5,800 one, is that the overall price? And then this $34, it looks like they've got it broken into two different invoices.
I don't know.
Let me just take a look at what they've got here, because I can tell.
There must be two different escrows.
That's...
They want two different escrows, so that's possible.
Okay, because they've got three numbers on here. But I'm going to go with the $5,800, because that's what it looks like it is. And then the other one is, again, the same company, Stickel, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill, for $1,590. They've got a total of $5,020, so... But I think that might be a blanket escrow number is what I'm thinking. So, all right. Next up, we have one for Martucci Engineering for Elizabethtown Gas spot check on October 17th, 18th, 26th, 30th, and 31st for a total of $2,020. And that's escrow as well. But this invoice is $1,260 from that escrow account. Another one for Stickel, Koenig, and Sullivan, and Drill for NAR Group Professional Services rendered for 8/3/23 through 8/24/23. This is the township portion, $2,370. That's escrow again. And then we have one for J. Caldwell and Associates, the Master Plan Reexamination Report, services rendered 10/26/23/27 and 10/30/2023, $1,705. So the total bill list ending December 20th is $148,554.89. Can I get a motion to approve the bill list?
Make a motion to approve the bill list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. With that, we have correspondence, no correspondence. Oh, we have the EOSC minutes. Anything No, Mike's not here, so we're going to...
Well, I'll tell you, I got to thank the Environmental Committee for the work they've done on the forest, the Highlands Draft Forestry Best Management Practice, and they really put a good effort for the township in going up there and going to that meeting, and Nancy Roberts, Laura spoke on behalf of the township of the concerns of the town, the concerns of the township committee, and I think that, you know, kudos to them. They did a great job.
Yeah, it was in the newspaper today. I sent the article around that they put a hold on everything.
Yeah.
So that was good. I just sent the snippet of the article, but the whole article's really good.
Yeah. One of the few times you win against the state.
Yeah, really. That was great. I did send an email to that effect.
So thank you to Sharon.
I did. And to Nancy, because Nancy, there was a picture of Nancy. She spoke, which the room was packed. It was great. So, as I said, he who hesitates is lost. Yeah. Some people didn't want to act on that confidential document that slipped out, but I'm always, get it out there. Get what you want, because now the timing is right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, a lot, yeah. So, can I have a motion to open a public comment for anything anybody would like to talk about?
I'll make that motion.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Actually, do you really have to abstain?
Not on that. Not on a procedural, because that's new for today. But I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right. Just be.
Next time, I'll be very vocal.
Just be consistent
today. I'm going to abstain courteously.
Abstain with regrets.
Number 1776. Yeah. In New Jersey always abstained courteously.
Good evening. Gina Sampaio, current resident and former township employee. In January of 2019, I was hired as a township curator. I was informed at that time, the township clerk, Karen Sanders, who was the township clerk at the time, that as a 19-hour-per-week municipal employee, I did not qualify for any benefits. Nearly 4 years later, I learned that I had been entitled to sick leave since I had been hired throughout the pandemic, sicknesses and surgeries. I had never been told that I was entitled to sick leave. On August 5th, 2023, I received a letter from the state of New Jersey indicating that I had been enrolled in the state of New Jersey defined contribution retirement plan, something I had not heard of before. On August 10th, I sent an email to Greg Telepia, our CFO, asking for clarification on the DCRP. I did not receive a response. On August 15th, I sent an additional email to Mayor Kohler and Deputy Mayor McKee asking for clarification about the DCRP. The mayor replied and added the CFO and the township attorney Roselli to the email saying, Greg, weigh in or talk to Gina directly. I know you have been working on this. There was no further response. On August 29th, I let that same group know, Kohler, McKee, Delapia, and Roselli, that it had been 2 weeks and I had not received a response. At this time, Delapia said that a meeting with all affected employees, which were myself, my associate curator, and library staff, would be scheduled in the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, there was no meeting scheduled. I submitted my resignation via email, to which I have never received a response. 1 week later, September 19th, I was informed that there would be a DCRP meeting for all affected employees to be held on September 28th at 10 a.m. On September 28th at 8:32 a.m., the CFO sent an email saying there would be no meeting that day and it would be rescheduled. At this point, I had done some research on my own, and I learned that the New Jersey Defined Contribution Retirement Program, or DCRP, was established July 1st, 2007, 12 years before I was employed by the township. The DCRP provides eligible members like myself with a tax-sheltered defined contribution retirement benefit, along with life insurance and disability coverage. It is for employees who do not earn the minimum salary or work the minimum hours required for enrollment in the Public Employees Retirement System. The pension program requires 5.5% of the employee's salary to be put into a pension fund, along with a 3% match from the township. The mail I received from the state said that I had been enrolled in the DCRP since January of 2019, but no money had been taken from my paycheck, nor did the township contribute any money. Incidentally, this state program is mandatory. On October 4th, I asked if the meeting would be rescheduled before my last day of October 7th. Our township CFO answered that the information would be irrelevant to me once I left the township. I countered with, it is certainly relevant to me if I would like to access that state-mandated pension, which I do. On October 6th, the CFO called me at home and within 2 minutes was able to explain what I've been asking for 2 months' time, which is essentially that I had to pay back my contribution for the past 5 years and the township would do the same. On October 24th, I dropped off a check for my contribution totaling $4,551.33 to the municipal building. On October 27th of this year, the township cashed my check. 1 month later, on November 27th, my online account still reflected $0 in my state pension. I sent an email to the CFO, the mayor, and the deputy mayor to inform them. The CFO responded that he was waiting for a call to walk him through the process of transferring the funds and ended that email with, "I will call again right now." It has now been 1 month since that email and 2 months since I wrote the check for my contribution, and as of this afternoon, my state-mandated pension is still at $0.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, before we go into executive session, I just want to wish everybody happy holidays and thank you for coming out. I know it's a busy time of the year. And we're going to go into executive session number 154, 2023, resolution authorizing executive session for contract negotiations and also personnel matters. Can I get a motion for... to approve resolution number 154-2023.
I'll make that motion to approve resolution 154-2023.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
There's some cookies up there.
Yeah, come and get the cookies.
Thank you. My wife's there.
Be sure to thank Kim.
Hello, everyone. It is 10 minutes to 9, and we are reconvening into regular session with an action item to set up a special meeting on Thursday, January 28th at 5:30 p.m.
December
28th. Thursday, December 28th at 5:30 p.m. to discuss personnel.
We need a resolution or a motion? Or
motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay.
So adjourned.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah.
Okay.